Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Come on, Bobby. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's get to know. I'll ask a question. We'll go around the room. This is going to be pretty easy. What is your favorite dessert? Ooh. If the chef walks out with his big hat on, and his all white robe thing, and says, I'm going to make you your favorite dessert. What do you want, Eddie?
I'm going to go with chocolate mousse pie. Chocolate mousse pie is my favorite. And my wife makes it for me once a year, Valentine's Day.
Chocolate mousse. Is that like a fluffy?
Yeah, it's like the inside of it's like chocolate pudding, but the top of it's like meringue with like a little whipped cream on top. Oh, it's delicious.
Is it? Do you like dark chocolate?
No. Just regular milk chocolate.
I hate dark chocolate. My wife
likes
dark chocolate.
I like it.
It's sophisticated.
Do you like it or do you like it only because it's not as bad for you as regular chocolate?
No, I like it.
Do you like Diet Coke too?
Love Diet Coke. I over regular Coke. And that's not even I'd probably choose the regular Coke if I liked it.
I would go cheesecake. I like New York style cheesecake, although I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
It just
cool,
always
though.
Says that on the box. I like cheesecake with the thick crust and the red sauce on top of it. I'm a simple man, simple
pleasures.
What's
the red sauce, like a jelly?
I don't know, dude.
No,
I'm a simple man, simple pleasures. Don't even know what I like.
Okay.
But I love cheesecake. That probably, when Eddie and I were in North Carolina, not this weekend, but last, and we stopped at the gas station and I found the unwrapped, not Rolos, but Kit Kats, and ate the whole bag of them.
In the bag.
Huge bag. Ate the whole bag all at once. Like, that's pretty close second.
That is, but you can't ask the chef for that.
I can't because he doesn't own Kit Kat.
Right.
But I'd probably cheesecake. Amy?
Texas sheet cake.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
Bleep that, Ray.
What's Texas sheet cake?
It's a really thin chocolate cake situation. Like, picture a big pan, like, that's thin. It's not like
is
a
thick chocolate
cake. Is this
like a family thing?
Cake.
Is why it tastes good to you? I don't even know what sheet cake is.
Never heard of it.
Thin.
Yeah.
Like a pan, a sheet.
Right.
That's a cookie sheet.
But is this something like your mom or your grandma made a specific way?
I mean, yeah, my family would make it, but I thought it was a thing that everybody knew about. Texas sheet cake?
But no? you lived in
Texas.
Yeah, I think people just call it a sheet cake.
My grandma made something she called granny soup. All kind of weird stuff she'd find from the cabinet, but if I went like, I thought everybody had a granny soup.
Okay, well, no. Other states make it.
Is it like a brownie?
I just Googled it. Showed up in a Texas newspaper first with the recipe back in the day, so that's why it's called Texas sheet cake. Whatever. It is a crowd pleaser. Google it, make it, serve it, love it.
Lunchbox?
Two words. Cheese cake. That's it. I don't need the chocolate. I don't like icing and all that crap on cakes, so that's why I go with cheese cake.
Lunchbox hates cake. Isn't that crazy?
Cheesecake's not cake, though, so don't insult it.
I know.
Like, when we were getting married, my wife and I, she was like, oh, you want to go taste cake? So I was like, I don't like cake. So she went with her dad.
And they picked out the cake is disgusting.
Oh, I like cake. I like all sweets.
I just don't like icing. The icing is too much. I can eat the, like, the fluffy part, but just leave the icing off. Like a cupcake.
So you like cake.
I even like, it's not my favorite, but I like Oreo cheesecake. Have you had that?
Uh-uh.
Ooh, yeah.
It's hard to put Oreo in anything and make it bad.
I think it's fancy.
No, it's kind of like getting from the grocery store.
No, is it like chunks? That, like, is it chunks or is it like
it's like all swirly.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
It's in the freezer. Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I like straight, like lunchbox, straight New York style. Nothing fancy. Simple man, simple pleasures.
Yeah, sometimes they got strawberries sometimes on top too much. Or raspberries yeah, it's like on top.
I got to wade through the stupid berries. I got to go ankle deep in dragon fruit to get to my cheesecake.
Y'all ever had strawberry pie?
What?
Oh, man. Think so.
Strawberry pie. Is it with the pretzels?
No, it's just got a bunch of strawberries.
No, you're thinking like a Texas strawberry pie.
Yeah.
Hey, well,
in a sheet.
Whatever, I'd make that.
No, that sounds great, though.
Oh, sheet. It's so good. It's so good.
I like cherry pie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Cherry pie.
You never
awesome.
Had cherry pie?
Never.
What in the world? Where have you been?
I don't know, man. Texas.
A lot of sheet cake, but no cherry pie. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. A coworker recently asked me out. At first, I thought it was a bad idea. Don't mix romance and the workplace. But I've been single for a while, so I thought I'd give it a chance. Turns out, we really hit it off. We've been dating now for 3 months. And we're eyeing and making it official that we're not dating anybody else. But the thing is, we work together and don't want anyone else to know at work. I'm not sure if it's against company policy, but we want to be respectful of the workplace and our coworkers. Is there a scenario where this plays out well? Or should we just stop now and consider it a fun 3 months while it lasted? Signed, Workplace Romancer. First of all, you don't stop right now. You either stop because you got caught, and then you lie and you keep doing it. Or you just keep hiding it. And you just have to be... What stinks is you can't really share it then. Because if you're in this relationship and you want to be normal and you want to post pictures of you guys on Instagram together, we're doing this, that's fine. That's part of being a couple is getting to share those experiences with each other, with your friends and family, posting on social media, like we get it. I would check and see if it's legal or illegal.
Yeah.
At work. I would somehow find the handbook.
Oh. Ask for the handbook. That's not shady. Excuse me, boss. Can I see that handbook?
Well, you can probably just look it up online. Everybody's is online. You have to be able to get to it.
Yeah.
Everybody has a way you can get to the handbook. Or you can just ask. Just say, hey, I don't know what I'd do. I'd
ask
lie.
Me for a friend?
Yeah, I would be like, hey, I think Chris and Timmy are dating. Should they be?
You see that handbook.
Yeah. So
now this makes me think of that erotic thriller that Mike D made me watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, same.
They couldn't date at work, and they hit it well, but then it caused issues.
My friends Jim and Pam, they hit it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. We all knew.
Yeah,
we all knew about that.
It was capable.
Yeah,
I worked with another couple that were secret for I don't know 6 months, and then finally they're like, screw it. They told everyone. They got married. They have like 4 kids now.
That's all cool as long as the job allows it.
Yeah, right. They get fired.
I think they allowed it.
Yeah, I would check and see if the job allows it. If the job allows it, just rip the Band-Aid off. We're together. If the job doesn't allow it and you still want to stay together, hide it as long as you can. But one of you are going to have to get another job.
And if one of you gets promoted, oof, trouble.
Would you allow one of us to marry someone here?
I would think it'd be hilarious. Go for it. I want to require it.
Okay.
Somebody here has to marry somebody else.
What if like Amy marries Kevin? Is that okay?
Love it. Can't get enough. We'll have the wedding in the studio.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
It's legal.
Yes. So this is what I want to say.
Is there a chance of that?
I don't know. What? What? No, Kevin's like...
Hey, we'll get to the handbook.
12.
Yeah. Scuba, can you send her a link to the handbook?
We should.
Jeez.
I didn't say anything. Really,
you were awfully weird about it. I'll kick off Kevin.
No, I wasn't.
So I'm going to say you need to see if it's okay at work. If it is okay, just announce it. Who cares? You're already pooping where you eat. Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
If not, and it's worth it, somebody get a new job.
Oh, boy.
Or just keep hiding it. All right. Hey,
look at that.
What's up? All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
My favorite part of the new Spill the Tea is when people do it anonymously. They get on the voice changer like they're in witness protection and they share anonymously. So let's spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
Everybody gets a little nervous because they're worried it might be them getting spilled on. Here is the anonymous voice that is spilling the tea.
I heard Lunchbox on the phone, and he was talking to what sounded like a girl. And he was telling the girl on the other line that they were meeting for happy hour. Not mentioning his wife or anyone else, just them two. What is Lunchbox doing going to a happy hour with a girl? Just them two. It just doesn't seem right.
What would you like me to say?
Well, I think the anonymous person is wondering
Is there infidelity?
No infidelity. My friend Stephanie was in town. She was staying at the Four Seasons downtown. She was in town for business, and so she was like, hey, you want to meet for drinks? I rolled down to the Four Seasons, and...
Did she invite your wife, too?
No.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, what do you mean? She doesn't really know my wife.
But wouldn't it be a great time to get to know her?
Well, it'd be kind of weird because we'd be catching up and talking about, you know, stories, and she, my wife would just be like, oh, you guys did that.
Did you tell
that?
Your wife you were going to the Four Seasons Hotel to have drinks with an old friend?
Yeah. I said, I'm going to have drinks with Stephanie. She's in town. Haven't seen her in what, probably 14, 15 years. And so she's staying at the Four Seasons. She's in town for work. Grab some cocktails.
Why do you keep repeating yourself?
So odd.
You sound
right
like
now.
You're. Yeah. Like you had a story.
You normally, this is how I was expecting you to respond. Y'all are ridiculous. This is stupid. I can go to the Four Seasons and meet a friend for a drink. Who cares?
Instead, it sounds like he had a story and he's sticking to it.
No,
like,
it is 100% stupid.
He looked down his notes.
No, it is 100% stupid, Amy. I agree with you, but I don't understand how you can't go to the Four Seasons and have a drink with a chick. Like, what's the big deal?
It's Four Seasons.
Well, the Four Seasons is real nice, man. Have you guys ever been in there?
I'm surprised you didn't invite your wife, though, just to get to know her. I'd want to know my friend's wife.
Well, if she only has a limited amount of time, it's not like we're sitting there for 4 hours.
Did you go up to a room?
No.
How long were you there?
Hour and a half.
Didn't you?
What time?
It was from 3:30 to 5:15.
Happy hour.
Oh. Yeah, I said happy hour.
That's hour 45.
Yeah, happy hour.
Yeah, I guess it was hour 45. But yeah. I was about 10 minutes late.
I mean, that all tracks. Happy hour.
Happy hour.
He's already downtown. You didn't go from home, or you went from
here? No, I drove from my house.
Oh. You drove? Your bike?
No, I took my wife's car. Oh. I rolled down to the
Four
Seasons.
Didn't you, in Vegas, take some girl up to your room?
Oh, yeah, I took a girl up to my room.
What?
Well, I got ready.
Who is that?
Abby. She used to work.
I thought there was a different girl.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was Abby.
No, it was Abby. She used to work with us in Austin.
Oh, it wasn't this Abby.
No. Our other Abby.
Yeah, Abby from Austin.
Weird, though.
No, we were going to go get something to eat, and so I had to change. So she just came into the room and hung out.
You changed in your room?
Yeah.
I don't think his wife would care.
My wife doesn't care, guys.
Abby.
What about the time you went home and your wife was having wine with another guy on the porch?
She was having wine, cheese, crackers, and wine. There were two bottles in on the front porch, yeah. What's wrong with that? Like, you guys make big deals out of
weird
stuff.
We're just asking.
Yeah, like...
Do you guys have any fruits at your house?
Any fruits? Yeah, we got oranges, bananas, grapes, kiwis.
Something tropical?
Anything tropical?
Anything tropical?
Yeah.
No. Like mango, is mango tropical?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we don't have any.
We don't like put the mango upside down or anything.
No.
He doesn't get it.
No, it's okay. It's good. Unless he's playing dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. But
he may need to get one,
though. Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous, whoever you are.
Who do you think it was?
I have no idea. It could be anybody around here.
You can't tell from that voice?
No.
Will you play a little bit again, Ray?
I heard Lunchbox on the phone, and he was talking to what sounded like a girl. And he was telling the girl on the other line that they were meeting for happy hour. Not mentioning his wife or anyone else, just them two. What is Lunchbox doing going to a happy hour with a girl? Just them two. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right to you guys. I don't know how you guys live your life, but I live my life where I can have friends and go have happy hour and get drinks at the Four Seasons and not worry about it.
Script again.
He loves Four Seasons.
Man.
Like, I mean, even my friend Stephanie, she was like, oh, you know, yeah, my husband's like, I'll make sure I give you a dap like that. Tell me what's up. And I was like, tell him what I said, what's up. Hope he's doing well.
Sometimes when people don't tell the truth, they tell way too many details.
Right, a lot of details.
That's exactly what happened. I mean, we talked about life. She showed me a couple pictures of her kids. I showed her a couple pictures of my kids. We had a couple cocktails, had some bar snacks, and
a lot of details.
Then she had to go to the Steak and Oyster House. She had a presentation she was giving at 5:15. So I said, it's great to see you and talk to you later.
Did your wife ask any questions when you got home?
She was like, how was it? I was like, oh, it was good. Good to see her. Caught up, just talked about life.
Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons.
I said they did have some good pretzels.
We're all good. Everything's good.
Everything's
right,
good.
Love to hear it.
Good to
no
hear
reason.
It.
That's spill the tea. That's all we wanted to know. Here we go. Spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
Thank you. All good. No tea spilled.
But hey, you guys ever want a good drink? Four Seasons got them.
Okay. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This is so cool. A woman got to live out her dreams at 94 years old. Jane Lindquist recently fulfilled her lifelong dream of co-piloting an airplane.
I think co is the big word there.
Just sitting on the other seat.
Because yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool just to live 94.
Shout out to pilot Charlie, who was guiding the way.
By guiding the way, flying the plane.
And she boarded the plane with her grandson. And I mean, I just think it's a really special thing that was arranged for her because she got to fulfill this dream. I've been reading an Amelia Earhart book with my son.
Why are you guys reading that book?
I have no idea. He picked it? He picked it. And so we've been going through it. And it just, like, for women and flying and for her being 94 years old, she definitely lived through that. So she's been wanting to do this for a very long time. So I'm glad she just finally got to do it.
Tell me more about Amelia Earhart because I think I get her confused with Helen Keller.
Okay, well, Helen Keller is blind and deaf.
Amelia Earhart's deaf and blind.
No.
Oh, okay.
She can speak and...
She flew around the world.
All the things.
Yeah, I know that. Well,
she tried to fly around the world, and that's when we don't know where she landed.
Hey,
she never... She was on the last leg.
I thought she was blind and deaf.
It was the last leg of the trip, too, so it's so wild that she had made it that far and then didn't make it. But she was the first woman to fly from America to Europe.
Kansas represent.
Yeah.
Morgan, did you know she's from Kansas?
I did not.
Yeah, us Kansans know that.
Well, I mean, Wichita is the air capital of the world, though, so that tracks.
She's from Atchison, Kansas. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, I have. It's a very small town.
But yeah, I mean, we go there all the time. We used to summer there. So I like it that she flew at 94, but she's chilling. I like that.
Jane.
Yep. And then I like it that Amelia Earhart was a pioneer.
She was.
First to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
Amy, did you ever fly the plane your husband was flying?
She co-piloted.
Right? I was a co-pilot,
But did you ever take control? You can.
No, you can, but you really don't.
Because they say once you go up there, like, all you do is just kind of hold it.
We don't even know.
Yeah, but you can steer. You can make a plane go.
Yeah.
Like he would like turn and
barrel
do things or like turn it. I was more of a checklist person. I would be like, if we were landing, I'd say wheels down, check.
He would say, do you see any snipes? Be on snipe lookout out there. She'd be like, okay. He'd have her look for snipes.
Yeah. Which I could appreciate a good checklist because I always thought it was a little weird to have to say to a pilot, your wheels down, because obviously you want to make sure wheels are down, but you never can be too careful.
That's right. They have to check every time.
Every time.
I heard that.
Okay. Or at least.
But you don't really hold the wheel like a car and steer it like Eddie thinks.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can.
But you don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, but
what are those things for?
In case you need it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or you're trying to maneuver it a certain
way. Mostly you just get online and go.
Got it.
Yeah, you autopilot.
All right, thank you, Amy. That is a great... We forgot the main reason here. The 94-year-old that flew.
Jane.
Shout out, Jane. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room.
and then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. What kind of protein is best for you, Amy?
Protein?
Mm-hmm.
Grass-fed whey.
I don't know the words you said or how they go together.
Is that W-H-E-Y?
Whey.
Isn't that like a supplement?
W-H-E-Y. That's, you mean not protein powder.
That's what my cousins always call me.
Okay, sorry, that's protein powder.
Hey,
so the best protein for you is fish.
Experts say you get more nutrients from fish over turkey or chicken.
I knew it.
No, you guessed whey.
I thought I was thinking protein powder.
No, you guessed grass-fed whey.
And how is whey grass-fed?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
How does whey eat? Does whey even have a mouth?
No, the cows that they get it from are. Okay. Listen, a doctor just told me that's what I need to be doing because I was using vegan powder. And they said, because in my 40s, I'm trying to put muscle on and keep it because after you turn 40, muscle just goes away.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's the problem.
If you're a woman.
Where did it go?
Yeah. Where did it go? Gone. So they said switch to whey.
It's fish.
Okay, and fish.
Curds and whey.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I've never heard of frothing red wine in my life, but experts are saying that we should be frothing it like we do our coffee, like milk, like to stick the little thing in there and...
That's a frother? We have one of those... And I usually mix my protein powder like into stuff with it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was meant for frothing.
Well, here's the thing. When you remove the cork from...
I don't know that I've ever had froth.
Like sometimes...
On a cake? Put some frothing on my cake.
Have you ever gotten a latte? Oh. A latte has froth at the top. Like at coffee shops, they do it too. Yeah. There's little cheap little
meringue,
handheld.
A lemon froth.
There we go.
Is it meringue froth?
You have to froth that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So when you remove the cork from a brand new bottle of wine, ideally you like for it to breathe, a red wine. And that's because you want the wine to mingle with oxygen.
You wine people are too much.
I'm talking about you.
You want it to breathe. You want it to have mental health. You want to send it to the wine therapist.
Just
you want
drink it.
Jeez.
What do you mean talk and breathe?
You've heard of people when they pour the red wine, they put it in a...
Never heard anybody go, let it mingle. Everybody step back.
Like a craft or something, and then you sit there and it breathes.
Step back, let it mingle.
It's supposed to taste better. Anyway, if you want to speed up this process, they say just use a frother and your wine is going to be better. But you just kind of froth it and then let it calm down, like the bubbles go away, and then voila, the wine is better.
A USB rechargeable stainless steel frother, $20.
Cool.
All right, sleep hacks are all over TikTok, and I keep finding them. And a new one is cognitive shuffling. It's a trick that you can use when you can't fall asleep, according to Dr. Shelby Harris. This is a hack where you repeat random words in your head that blocks anything else from coming forward. Like you could be like, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, dog, dog, because that'll take you away from your time thinking about tomorrow and all the things you have to do, financial stress, any kind of worry that you can come up with. You cognitive shuffle it, because then you focus on whatever thing is that really isn't that big of a deal.
It's just counting sheep. Mm-hmm. That's all counting sheep is getting you to think about something else. And it can be sheep, it can be anything. What I do, I have two ways to try to fall asleep. My first way is, because my brain does that, I'm thinking, I go, okay, let me list my favorite Arkansas Razorback football players of all time. Number one. And then I go as deep as I can. Sometimes I fall asleep. I'll do Chicago Cubs baseball players. Number one, go down. And if that doesn't work, then I'll start to put my body to sleep. Like, okay, I guess my toes are falling asleep. And then I'll go all the way up my body, little body parts at a time. Because it's the same thing. I'm focusing on something. And then eventually you pass out. Or then if I do all of it, I'm just like, screw it, I'm up.
Wow.
But I usually run through that. But 80% of the time it works.
Oh, you've already been doing cognitive shuffling.
Counting sheep is that.
Yeah, and well.
It's just trying not to focus on what's keeping you up. Which is your mind.
I can't do ice cream, though, because then I'll just get up and go get ice cream.
I felt that, yeah. Okay, what else?
All right, we love 90s country, but Wide Open Country put out a list of the most memorable 90s songs.
From the 90s?
From the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So I can give you the top five. We can see how we feel.
Let me think. From the 90s. I'm going to have to go with, well, which Brooks and Dunn song makes it? Is it Neon Moon?
Mm.
Because you can visualize it a little bit, the neon color, even the... Is it... I'm going to go Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn. Top five?
Not even top 10.
Oh, was there a Brooks and Dunn in the top five?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh. I figured there'd be one. What, Bootscoon Boogie?
Yeah.
What number?
Three.
I would bet you there's a Garth, probably like The Dance.
Friends in Low Places.
Or Friends in Low Places.
Ding, Garth Dance at two.
Oh. Our lives.
Ding, ding, ding. Most memorable of the 90s. Achy Breaky Heart. Because it was such an earworm, but I don't know that it was... I think people might think that was kind of hokey.
You got to go Chattahoochee.
What do you got?
Well, Achy Breaky Heart's at 10.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the right track, baby. All right.
And you want to know if Chattahoochee's on there?
Sure.
Hit it, Ray.
Well, when you said hit it, we thought you'd play it. What number is it?
Number one.
Yeah. Nice job. The jeans, right?
Of course.
The video. And the song. And the word Chattahoochee.
If you're all of it.
And hotter than a hoochie coochie. No, hoochie. The fact that, how hot's a hoochie coochie?
That's pretty hot.
What else you got up there? Four and five.
Four is Strawberry Wine. It's Dana Carter.
Five.
My boy, George Strait, Check Yes or No.
Check Yes or No.
Number 69.
Go down there.
I only have the top 10.
Wait, you said 90.
Yeah.
I said that.
I want 69. Yeah.
I have the most memorable songs of the 90s, not 90 of them.
Well, you need to do your homework.
Could y'all sit here and name 90 songs from the 90s?
Let's go, Bones. You start.
Absolutely. Here
we go. We could totally do this. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
No 100%. Way.
Yes, we
no
can.
Way.
You want to make a bet?
No way.
We could country? 100% do this.
Country?
Yeah, or country. Any... Eddie and I together can name 90 songs from the 90s.
Yes.
Do you want to do this bit?
Okay.
How much? What do you want to bet?
Oh, I love this.
Out of your pocket, Amy.
I love this.
What do I
want to
bet?
Yeah, and I'll whatever you want to bet, I'll double it.
Oh,
meaning if you bet $20, I'll put $40 up against your $20.
Wow, I like that.
Okay,
Amy, what do you have? Amy,
what?
Can I help you think about this?
No.
Do $500.
No, we can't do $500.
No,
because then he'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, we understand the math of it.
What if they actually do it though?
What is your deal?
Okay, $25.
You know
is
what?
That lame?
Screw it. We'll do it.
$25. And fine. This is just 90s country
90s
songs.
Country.
But how long do you have? And no Google.
What do you mean? How long do we
Google
have?
Not going to Google anything. We'll sit here and you can watch us. We'll do it in a segment coming up.
Boom.
We won't get on any computer or anything.
How long is this going to take?
It won't take long at all.
What can we... 9 minutes?
I like that. 90 songs in 9 minutes.
We're going to spend 9 minutes on
We're already doing
on
it.
On
talking
radio,
about what we're going to spend.
Listening to y'all.
Yes,
Amy.
Okay, we'll come back. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. That's the pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. We made a bet with Amy.
Now I'm a little worried.
Well, we're down to 5 minutes. 5 minutes, we have to get 90 country songs and artists in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Now, there'll be different roles here. Lunchbox, you'll be the fact checker. Once we said the artist and title, you got to look it up and give us the thumbs up that it's a correct one.
Oh, that's going to take forever.
Are you
kidding?
Mike, you'll be the timekeeper.
Okay.
Lunchbox isn't that fast, but
I'm like, dude.
Okay, he's a pecker.
He is a pecker.
How do you spell
guard? Some of these, I'll just know.
Mike, you'll be the thumbs up.
You want me to thumbs up when I know it?
You'll be the timekeeper. Okay.
I may know some of them.
Are you ready? Five minutes on.
Hold on. I've got to get a clock. I didn't even do that.
How do you spell Brooks?
Morgan, you're now the timekeeper.
Okay.
No, I got it right here, man. Clock.
It's on your phone. 50 bucks up. We have to name 90s country artists, song and title. Wait, artist and title in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, 50 if I win, 25 if you win.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. Right.
You want to start with Garth?
Yeah.
The Dance.
Okay, we're going to have Garth Brooks, The Dance. Garth Brooks.
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places. Garth Brooks.
Rodeo.
Rodeo. We should have a rule, too. We can only do five of each artist.
Oh, so. You can't. No.
Why are you doing that? Just keep talking.
Just go.
You guys are never going to make it.
Why are you making rules?
That Shameless.
Garth Brooks, Shameless. Because that's like cheap.
Garth Brooks, The River.
I thought that's exactly what I thought. Abe just named Garth Brooks albums, and it's going to.
These aren't albums.
Yeah, but they're not going to think of 90. I mean, George Strait has 60 number one.
Okay, well, if Amy wants to play that game, let's go.
Garth Brooks, what's she doing now?
Okay. Garth Brooks. Say that one with a D word.
Huh? Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Correct. Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If Tomorrow Never Comes. Unanswered Prayers.
Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers.
Are all of these 90s?
Yes. Well, absolutely. That came out in 1990. In.
Garth Brooks.
Full House. Working on a Full House.
Two of a Kind. Working on a Full House.
4 minutes left.
Okay.
Against the grain.
Garth Brooks Against the Grain. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go Tim McGraw.
All right.
Indian Outlaw. I don't know if that's 2000 or not.
It is.
It is?
Live Like You Were Dying.
Okay. Live Like You Were Dying. Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tim McGraw, Best Friend.
You're My Best Friend.
Is it just called Best Friend?
I don't know. You're My Best Friend or Tim McGraw, Best Friend. We'll take them both.
Hey, let's move on.
May not be the 90s. Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie. Here we go.
Let's do Third Rock from the Sun. Joe Diffie.
Pickup Man.
Joe Diffie. John Deere Green. Boom. Let's do Diamond Rio. Diamond Rio. Meet in the Middle.
Yep.
Diamond Rio.
So I got a Diamond Rio.
Crap.
Move on.
Lone Star. Amazed.
Amazed. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How many is that? Oh, crap.
Shenandoah.
Okay. Shenandoah. Church on the Cumberland Road.
Okay.
Next to you, next to me, Shenandoah.
3 minutes left.
Okay, here.
We have to get 50?
We're good. We're good. Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson, 90. Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson, Mercury Blues.
Dang, I should have bet $500.
Alan Jackson.
She's Gone Country.
Alan Jackson, Itty Bitty.
Yep.
Alan Jackson.
What's the Cornbread and Chicken?
She's Gone Country.
Okay, that's we already did that one.
Okay. Let's go to George Strait. George Strait.
Check yes or no.
George Strait. Run. George Strait.
I mean, the 90s is tough for George
Strait. I know, because it's 80s and 2000s.
No. Yeah. Come on, 90s are... Eddie, come on. You know George Strait one.
Write this down.
What's the one that you walked
Just write whatever.
From.
If we got it, just put it
Eddie,
in.
Eddie, you walked
Carrying
from...
Carrying Your Love With Me.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Amy, why are you helping me?
Clear Blue Sky.
George Strait. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, who else? Let's do Trisha Yearwood.
She's in Love With A Boy. Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
30.
2 minutes to go. You got to quit saying the artist just said a song.
No, we have to.
No, we got
to
do the artist.
Gosh, you're never going to make it.
Oh, let's do Susie Boggess, Drive South.
Okay.
Good. let's go Billy Ray Cyrus.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
Some Gave All.
Boom.
Some Gave All what?
Shut.
Some Gave All.
Shut.
Who sang it?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
You have to say,
We did.
Clay Walker.
Ride Me.
No. Clay Walker. What's his song?
Nothing But The Tail Lights. George Strait.
Watermelon Crawl.
Tracy Bird.
Yep. Tracy Bird, Watermelon Crawl. Bubba Shot the Jukebox, Mark Chestnut.
Correct. How about
What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am, Leroy Parnell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some good 90s women.
Yep. Reba.
Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree.
Pam Tillis.
Reba. I don't know if Fancy. I don't know if it's 90s, but we'll go Reba Fancy.
Okay, Reba Fancy.
Let's go Reba. That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Yep.
Let's One go. Minute, you need like 50 more.
Guys, come on.
Little Texas.
Okay, let's go Little Texas. What Might Have Been, God Bless Texas, and that's all I got.
Shania Twain,
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
Whose Boots Have You Have Your Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Deanna Carter.
Strawberry Wine.
Yeah, more Shania Twain, though.
Look how far we've come.
No, you can't sing. You're messing
up. We have five left, Bones.
We only need five left?
Anyone.
You have to get to 90, guys.
45. What? Oh. We need 50.
90!
90! Oh. 90!
Oh, got it.
Oh, boy, we're not going to make this.
God, you should have bet way more.
Okay, who else?
I know you did.
Neil McCoy. You know any Neil McCoy? Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy.
Courtesy of Red, White, and Blue.
Yep. Mm.
That's 2001. Yeah, I couldn't have been 2002. Kenny Chesney.
Don't blink. That time's up.
Timer has expired.
We should have done 9 minutes, Bones.
I didn't want to sit here for nine, though, because I thought everybody would change the channel.
Gosh, that's tough, man.
How many we get?
46.
I should have bet $500 because that would have been $1,000.
Are there any big ones that we missed that you guys thought?
Oh, I'm sure a ton.
Strawberry Wine, you never said
we did it.
No,
they
finally did it. Oh, good.
Did I shave my legs for this?
That was an album.
No, it's also a song.
It is?
Yeah, it's also a song.
You guys missed the chicks, too.
Yeah, you didn't do the chicks.
Oh, there are 100 things we missed.
Wide open space.
Maybe singing in our ear.
Trying to give you a hint. Look how.
Hey, guys, that's a lot harder than you think.
Hey, but we're the ones that we should.
I know. We were all bragging.
I thought you would just go down. I thought you had all Garth Brooks albums memorized.
I could have, but we changed artists.
No, you changed artists.
No, I had more Garth Brooks, dude.
No, we could have kept
going. We didn't even go to.
No, you can't do it now.
I mean, we had No Fences. We could have gone through all No Fences.
Because at first I said, let's just do five, and you're like, no. Then I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's just commit.
I don't remember that.
Dang. I owe me $50.
And I don't know why you guys were writing them down.
We weren't. We stopped doing that.
Yeah.
We didn't even do Brooks and Dunn, dude. Your head just goes blank.
Yeah.
I know what Abby feels
like
now.
That's a fun game, though.
Hey, y'all, neither one of y'all were like, my brain.
Don't do this to me, brain.
My brain. That is fun. Okay, good job, guys.
That's fun for you guys.
I'll take Venmo. You want it?
All right. Well, let us play a song.
Which one? Which one that you named?
You want to do
I do Diffy?
Nah, come on. I mean, that's good.
What do you mean?
Let's do Shameless.
Okay, let's do Shameless.
Only because I have it written down. It's one of the only ones I wrote down.
Did y'all do Colin Baton Rouge?
We did.
No, we didn't get to In Pieces.
Eddie wanted me to move on.
Did you do Thunder Rolls?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you got to stop because there's a lot we didn't do and we're going to drive ourselves crazy over this bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you do Unanswered Prayers?
Yes, we did that.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love hero dogs. My dogs are not hero dogs, but I love a hero dog because a pet dog in Washington State is just that. After helping police capture a burglary suspect. Last week, a homeowner in Arlington, about an hour north of Seattle, said, hey, I got home and this dude jumped out of my house and ran. Which probably meant he was stealing something. Or just shouldn't have been in there. So, okay, the cops come, they search the area. They got a report from a neighbor out walking their dog and said, you know, we walked by, my dog was barking at this really weird spot, like, wouldn't stop. So then police are like, all right, let's check it out. They found the tarp there, and there's a guy laying under the tarp.
Oh, trying to hide.
Wow. A jacket found at the scene helped to confirm the suspect's identity, and they said this dog that was being walked with this owner found the dude. My dog would never just bark at a dude laying there under a tarp. My dogs wouldn't even see it. They might pee on the tarp and move on, but they wouldn't see it.
They would smell him, probably.
But under a tarp, I don't even think so.
No.
I don't even think they would care. They'd be looking for squirrels or... but shout out to the dog. And how weird to drive home and see somebody running out of your house.
Oof. Freaky, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Freaky for sure. Good deal. They caught him. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most.
It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Let's go over to Amy now and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of shoes do kidnappers wear?
It's dark.
Yeah, probably.
What is that?
Sneakers.
White Vans.
Oh, that was good.
That was the morning corny.
Also sensitive to anybody.
Yeah, my dad who drives a white van.
No.
No, she means kids.
The kidnap, okay, the victim.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Do we want to do the spill the tea on the voice changer?
Oh, sure.
It just is dramatic. Let's just spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
This is just somebody telling on somebody else, but they want to be anonymous when they do it. Okay, here you go.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice. She's good at a lot of things. But what she's not good at is coming through when she says she's going to do something. Abby had us invest in these perfume bottles, and everyone paid her $20. Where are these rare perfume bottles that we invested in? Is this how she's able to afford two cars? She scams people out of money. I'm asking for our money back, or I'm asking for a rare perfume bottle that we invested in.
And I don't know who that was.
No,
the first that I called was talking about how much they loved Abby and how good she was at stuff.
Yeah, so it can't be the person I thought it was.
Yeah, no, so will you play that again from the beginning just for a second?
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice.
So that,
she's good.
We know that's not Lunchbox.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, so it could be Eddie or Scuba. I don't know. But whoever it is. Scuba. What?
It's Scuba. His voice, it's so deep that it barely even works.
No, it's a voice changer.
I know, but I hear him.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Amy.
What? No,
Amy, are you serious?
Are you serious?
Amy.
You did that Scuba. That's Lunchbox.
You fell for it?
That's Lunchbox doing the reverse to throw people off, and it's so reverse.
It sounds like Scuba.
That is for sure Scuba.
No.
It is Scuba.
Okay. You guys are out. Okay, Abby, they want to be anonymous.
Yeah.
I cannot believe what just happened. What do you want to say about the perfume bottle?
Well, I think it is Scuba because it's only
no
you.
No way.
It's not yes, Scuba. It is.
I don't even know who it is.
Guys,
that's Lunchbox. It has to be.
That has to be Scuba.
Okay, yeah. Abby, go ahead.
Because there's only three of us invested in this perfume deal.
Who is it?
You, Scuba, and me. Why would Lunchbox care about it?
Because Scuba probably told him.
Yeah.
I can always tell Lunchbox. He has this weird thing with his voice.
Thank you.
Like gives it
I always get the blame for everything.
No. Why would he come on and say all this stuff out of nowhere that's the reverse of what he...
Because Scuba actually meant that.
Play it again.
Guys, it's Lunchbox.
It's Scuba.
Hold on, play it again.
Abby is a very important employee. She does...
I can just buy this as Abby. That's Lunchbox.
No.
I don't even know who it is, but I think that's Lunchbox.
Okay,
go ahead.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice.
That's Lunchbox. That's for sure Lunchbox.
You are crazy.
Oh, no. No, I don't know.
No, it's Lunchbox.
It's Scuba. I bet you money.
Okay.
$100.
$100?
I've had to pay you like $300 over the past few weeks. You want to bet $100?
I don't want to bet $100.
Amy, you were just talking about how much money you have.
Yeah. I'll bet you $100 that I've just been paying you. I know you have another $100 I gave you a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Do you want it? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Do you take the bet?
No.
Because I don't know.
Are you sure you don't know?
I don't know. I'm starting to question myself.
Me too. I mean, no, I was so confident it was Scuba, and now
are you still?
I was going to bet you money, but not 100. Well, what about?
Okay, I'll bet you whatever you want. How much?
Okay, 100.
Okay. I don't know who it is. Will the person who said it actually come out and say that who they are? I don't know. Let me just say this. Mikey, it's not you. Eddie, it's not you.
No.
It's Ray. It could be Ray. Ray, is it you?
No.
Well, okay, can I get from both of you, if it's you, will you say it's you? Both of you? Even if it's not you. But if it is you, will you say it's you?
It's supposed to be anonymous, right?
Yeah, I know, but we've got $100 on this.
Yeah, we didn't know this was going to be a better part of it.
We didn't either. Okay, I'll tell you what. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
No bet?
Well, it does matter. I made the bet.
Yeah, the bet's in play, so I guess we have to...
You don't have to. If both of you don't agree, then we'll just move on.
Lunch, what do you think, man?
Hey, man, it's up to you. I don't know if you want to out yourself or not.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to either.
So you decide. If you want to out yourself.
Should we quickly pull the audio before it was changed and just play that?
Oh, that's cool.
No.
Okay.
Just... Well, if it's you, will you say it's you? Even if it's not you, but if it was you, would you say it was you? 1, 2, 3. Play it again, Ray.
Abby is a very
That's Lunchbox,
employee.
Man.
That's Scuba.
No, it's Lunchbox.
It's Scuba.
No, it's not. Listen to how he's talking.
Play it again.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice.
That's Lunchbox.
She's good at a lot of
That's
things.
That's Lunchbox.
Okay, yeah, yes. The singing voice.
It's Lunchbox. It's $100. I owe him $100 because I think it's him.
Behind
Lunchbox.
The scenes.
Hey, I'll give you, if it's you and you're honest about it, I'll give you $20 of the $100.
That's Scuba.
Wow.
What up? Pay up, Bobby. I know you have another $100.
Wait, are you being honest? He's not being
honest. Scuba.
Okay.
Scuba, who is that?
Is that you?
I'm not sure who it is.
Okay, you guys.
It's Scuba.
I'm going to go to break.
Will
you give me the old audio?
Yeah, I'll get you the original
audio.
Wait. Wait, I'm so nervous now.
No. What happened to the perfume bottles?
Oh, yeah, good point.
You guys.
We'll come back with all that.
Carry the lead.
We'll come back with all that.
I'll get you the audio.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of this voice changer in just 1 second. We did shift the clocks, though. I hope you did. Mostly now everything changes, except for my oven.
Yeah.
You got to change
everything's
that.
Pretty smart now and goes, I should change without me telling it, except for my stupid oven. Mm-hmm. Other than that, all good. But here are some things. And I feel like we kind of bring this up every year. But the daylight saving, first of all, it's stupid. We should just commit and stay on one. That's it. And I don't know anybody who argues.
Well, then why doesn't it change?
Like, yeah, I just don't,
exactly.
I like this one though.
Oh,
No.
Oh, the one where you get to sleep an hour longer.
Yeah,
I love
it. No, but you don't. That's only one night.
But can we keep doing that?
No, because then it'll be midnight at like 2 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
That's funny. No, you can't do that. Even if we stayed on this one, okay, it wouldn't be my favorite to pick. I like the other one.
Yeah.
But we just should stay consistent. Because then we all come in all dragon A, that's what my stepdad used to say.
But the spring ones where we drag, this one we have a pep in our
right.
set.
Right. No, we don't. I still feel weird.
Really?
No,
really? Feel great.
What?
I woke up early today. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's because the sunlight's up. Right. I don't want to wake up early. Then I'm trying to fight myself back to sleep.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's what they say. Today, especially, be careful driving. There are more crashes right after daylight savings time ends and goes into that first Monday, which is where we are here. A study found a 15% rise in highway crashes over the last 25 years. So there are cluster headaches that happen. They tend to happen in 6 to 8 week cycles, and people have more of them now whenever it gets lighter earlier and there's a shift when they're waking up, and there's some cycle when the sun... Once somebody bought me an alarm clock and it didn't make a noise, it just lit up brighter and brighter. It's supposed to be like the sun, the natural
circadian
sun.
Rhythm.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Come on.
Yeah, I got to... That rhythm ain't working with me.
Okay.
Rhythm method never works, including that one. Seasonal affective disorder. Shorter days means less sunlight and less vitamin D, so depression is more common as the days get shorter. It can also be hard on people with Alzheimer's and dementia. They tend to be more affected by shifts in the sleep schedule, so it makes symptoms worse. And strokes and heart attacks. Springing forward in March has a bigger effect, but this also has an effect. So our bodies don't like it when we start messing with our clocks. So we should just leave it. Some states are smart. Shout out Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, we have this. So what'd you say? 25 years worth of research here. So
is Arizona the only state that stays the same?
No, there are other states that partially stay.
Let's just make it a federal thing.
We tried. No one listens to me.
Nope. Okay. No one.
I tried to go up and do a little politicking.
Have you ever gone to the Capitol and lobbied and stuff?
One sign. I was there with one sign going, heck no, we won't go.
I mean, politicians, they keep, running on these really controversial things. They should just run on this and people will vote for them.
It's the dumbest thing. And I read all the arguments. I watched on TikTok. Pro and against, and really, there's just no reason to continue with this. But I'll move on. I digress from this. We do it every year. But it's never going to change. So there we are. I do want to do the voice changer. We had some tea spilled. Can you play the original, Ray?
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice. She's good at a lot of things. But what she's not good at is coming through when she says she's going to do something. Abby had us invest in these perfume bottles, and everyone paid her $20. Where are these rare perfume bottles that we invested in? Is this how she's able to afford two cars? She scams people out of money. I'm asking for our money back, or I'm asking for a rare perfume bottle that we invested in.
Two things. One, we lost the lead that Abby hasn't got us these bottles because we started arguing about whose voice it is.
Exactly.
That's absolutely Lunchbox.
That's absolutely Scuba Steve.
Hey, I'm going to change on this one. I hear Scuba Steve now.
You do?
I do. I hear Scuba now. I don't know why. Because the whole time I've been hearing Lunchbox, but right now when you played that, I heard Scuba.
You know when there was that thing, it was like Green Needle or...
Oh, Dress.
Dress Gold.
Yeah, but that was the sound.
Laurel.
The sound.
Laurel. Green Lonnie. Needle. And whatever you listened for, if you listened for Green Needle, you could hear Green Needle, even if you heard Laurel first. I feel like if I listen to it as Scuba Steve, maybe I will. Go ahead, Ray, one more time.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so
That's
much
Lunchbox.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
Scuba.
Yeah, it's like Yanni or Laurel.
Yanni,
yeah. Laurel or Hardy. I feel like that's Lunchbox.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Wow.
Do we have the raw clip?
Yep.
And we're okay with playing it. I want to be like someone in the media in that I want to protect the sources. I don't want you to feel like we're going to put you out there if you do one of these, but this has become a bigger issue than we thought. Is everybody cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting it out?
Lunch, you okay?
I mean, it's your voice, so it's up to you, man. If
well,
you want to
make sure you're okay with it, because we're both involved in this.
Are both of you okay? Can I get a thumbs up from both of you? If not, we won't reveal it.
Did Lunchbox just reveal it?
No,
they're both doing it. They're both doing like on Gladiator, whenever he's doing the thumb to
the movie,
kill them or not. Yeah,
they're also acting like they both don't care.
You guys good? Yes or no?
Yeah, I want the damn perfume bottle, so just play the audio. That's what I want to get that.
You don't need to play.
Okay.
You just said it.
Here we go.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes.
No way.
She has an incredible singing voice.
No.
That's Lunchbox. Way. I knew it.
It's because he wasn't yelling.
I knew.
Well, and he complimented her.
Yes.
Yes, to throw you guys off.
Damn, he got me good.
He did exactly what he was trying to do.
Okay. All right. Well,
but you're right, man. It was at scenes.
No, you cannot come back to my side now.
But I was there the whole time until this last play.
Now, play the slow version again and listen to Lunch.
Abby is a very important employee. She does so much behind the scenes. She has an incredible singing voice.
How much
voice.
Money do you owe me?
I don't know.
$100?
Wow.
The bet.
Yeah.
It was $100.
It was $100.
We were going so hard, I don't know if she accepted it or not.
No. I know. It's like,
you have the money. You're good.
You won all that from me in the past week.
Yes.
I already just blocked it out of my...
Okay, well, that's that.
Okay.
No, guys, where's the perfume bottle?
No, we don't care about that anymore now.
No, I paid $20. I want my perfume bottle.
Abby?
Yeah.
Where's the bottles?
Actually, I don't think he ever paid me.
Well, then you never came.
That's hilarious.
That's why I'm like, what?
No, 100% I paid.
You did not. Well, how'd you pay?
$20 cash.
You did not do cash.
Okay.
You Venmo'd me. He did. Scuba did.
But Lunchbox didn't.
No.
Okay. Where's the bottle though?
I do have them.
Okay,
I can
cool.
bring them. So I
Love
do
it.
Have them.
Bring them tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks,
bought,
Abby.
Who
and can
them?
You pay me?
Me, Scuba, and Abby.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and
I
me.
Guess he's not in. Lunch isn't in anymore.
Do you have a receipt?
Do you have a receipt?
Yeah, yeah, I sure do. It's digital.
Venmo.
I do have a receipt.
She said no receipt for cash.
No, she. I bet she didn't say no receipt for cash. And now you're just lying. Yeah, you haven't even paid her.
No, I paid her in cash.
You're lying. You're hiccuping in the middle of your sentence. Okay, Abby, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I do want to play you guys my favorite new song now. I don't even know what kind of format it's supposed to be or what genre it is. And I just like it. And let's do it. And it's only like 2 minutes long. It's called Basic Channels by Josiah and the Bonnevilles. It's really cool. I don't know. Here you go. Check it out. Thank you.
When I think of you, I think of growing old easy. Settling down real early in the evening.
Our phones work again in case you're trying to call. They were broken for like, I don't know, 7 days, 7 nights. It's crazy. Everything's always broken up here. But you can call us now, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. Get on. 877-77-BOBBY.
Hi, this message is for Eddie. E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagle! Yeah, baby!
Dang.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
It's too early for that.
You're a Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Not the best result.
No, it wasn't, but it was a fine game.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
It was a fine game.
Sorry, buddy. Okay, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have a baby. It's so crazy that Travis Barker got real famous again before Blink-182 even came back.
Yeah.
All the Kardashian stuff, whatever. They are what they are. But Travis Barker, the drummer, the least famous of Blink-182. Uh-huh. There's only three of them. Like, he became huge. I like him.
But he's kind of been famous. Like, he was in that plane crash, and then he had a TV show. Like, he was kind of famous. More famous than the other two dudes.
Yeah,
he hung around a little more, but he was the least famous one of the band. And he got
really?
A Kardashian.
He's the one drummer. I know. Tell me the other ones.
Mark Hoppus is one of them.
Okay. And Tom.
And Tom DeLonge.
Okay, yeah. No, he's the most famous always, but.
Yeah. They have a kid. Yeah, whatever. I mean, good for them.
Congrats.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, and Missy Elliott all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations. I saw a picture of Sheryl Crow and Olivia Rodrigo together. I think Olivia Rodrigo performed. That's super cool. Sheryl Crow is the best. Like, I love her. Saw her at the mall parking lot. Saw her, like, a few weeks ago.
That's amazing.
She's just the best. She was one of the first, like, tapes that I've memorized every song to. And then through all the years, like, even here now in town, she's just a wonderful person. But congratulations, Willie, Sheryl, and Missy Elliott, all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to air the whole thing December 17th on CBS. That's from the New York Times. Britney Spears' memoir sold 1.1 million copies in its first week. Amy is reading this.
I'm one of those buyers.
I saw on your Instagram story, you were like...
Oh.
Your sister. What was the deal?
Oh, my cousin's here, and picked a song. We were doing Cry at Thievery, and we got in together, and you can pick a song. And we picked Britney because, and I said, you know, tell me you're totally into Britney's book without telling me you're into Britney's book. Because now it's like what we listen to. There's this show on Hulu, Impact, partnered with Nightline to do this, like, I don't know, 45-minute little TV show about the book. And they interview different people. Britney's not a part of it, but
podcast or TV show?
like an episode. I don't know if Impact is like a series. I'm not sure. I just saw it's called It's Britney, and I clicked on it because everything's Britney now that I'm listening to the book.
What are your takeaways from the book so far, and how far are you into it?
I think I'm like, I don't know how many chapters there are, but I'm on like 10 or 12. Okay. So I feel like it's really good. You just don't know, you know, you hear different things. I don't know what the actual truth is, because there's her side, there's other people's side, and obviously I'm hearing hers. I have a lot of compassion for her and what she's been through, and I am rooting for her to get out on the other side. That's one of the things that one of the news anchors that was part of this little documentary thing talked about. He's like, I've read every book that any artist or rock and roll person, whatever, has put out. And normally by the time they write the book, they're on the other side of things. He's like, this is the first one where I've read it and they're not on the other side yet. Mm. And so it's an interesting place that she's in, but she's on her way, hopefully, to being on the other side.
Do you like Justin Timberlake less?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Especially the Cry Me a River threw me, like, I just learning some stuff about him, but how he, through Cry Me a River, you're like, oh, dang.
She cheated.
Britney cheated on him, da-da-da. But he cheated on her, too. She just never wanted to talk about it. She wasn't going to use that to, you know, propel herself or make it this big thing, because she was heartbroken. Like, when he broke up with her, like, she was, depressed. Like, it was so hard for her. And then, you know, obviously, yeah, they were like living together, sharing a house in Florida, but people didn't know that. And then obviously could have had a baby and he didn't want that. I mean, I think she would have had it. Anyway, I mean,
Do you like Justin Timberlake less?
I mean, I did see a video of him yesterday, like dancing on the internet. I was like cringing.
That one? He's like, Timberlake. See that one?
Is he like doing footwork?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's the one where he's like, Justin Timberlake. It's pretty
dumb. He does seem like he's cooler now. Whenever we thought he was cool with NSYNC, he was definitely, this makes it seem like he was very not cool, especially like how he would just act. And
it
be.
Just didn't age well. Mm. He was cool then. He's cool now.
I think. Yeah. I'm sure he is.
I
know he probably regrets a lot of his actions because he was young. I mean, they were you know, 17, 18, 19 years old. So they were young. But
is it a book that you can't wait to get back to?
Yeah, I'm absorbing all the things. Like, even when I saw that on Hulu, I was like, oh, click, we're watching that.
Timberlake. You guys should watch it. He's got a do-rag on his head, and he's beatboxing, but it's only okay. Back then, though, I bet it was awesome. But
is he messing around?
Like, no, he's on stage at a concert, and he's...
But it's old.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the video I saw yesterday that made me cringe, it was recent.
Oh.
And I'm like, ugh.
He's a teenager.
So part of me, I don't know that I feel differently about him, although I did cringe, so maybe internally I do.
Moving on, experts say the key indicator to a successful marriage, at least to some degree, is lust.
No, what do you mean?
Yep.
Experts say some degree of lust is a key factor in holding the relationship together over the years. The study found that 85% of marriages lasting longer than 10 years, couples who rated themselves happy and lusted after one another still, were the ones that made it.
Huh.
Thoughts?
So, like, being dirty?
What does it mean, dirty?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, lust sounds like dirty. Lust.
No, lust means, like, you're still, like...
It can be dirty, but it's this... Yeah.
Chomping at the bit to...
Adult stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you still want to do adult things, even though you've been together 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. If you make a wardrobe mistake, will people tell you? From Glamour Magazine. What do you think? A wardrobe mistake, though. Like, your zipper's down.
Yes.
And let's say you're walking in a Starbucks or Walmart... Will somebody go, hey, sorry, your zipper's down?
No.
No chance.
I would like for them to.
Yeah, but do they is the question.
If you had toilet paper on your shoe, would some random person go, Amy, you got toilet paper on your shoe?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm. Please.
No, I'm saying would they? No.
I know. I'm putting it out there that they
would. But would you tell someone?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'd be like, not my problem.
Yep. Like when you see chicks with lipstick on their teeth, I just laugh at them.
When do you see that?
I don't ever see that because I don't look in people's teeth. But they're not with me. But no, the answer is no for the most part.
Wow, we need to work on that.
It's embarrassing though. Like I saw a guy at the football game with his fly down the whole game, and I'm like, I can't say anything.
My show in Tampa, my fly was down for like 15 minutes, and the crowd that were pointing, I know what they were pointing at. I just kept going with the show, and then finally it happened. I looked down, I'm like, oh my god, we were shooting part of the special that night too,
and the $1 million show too. It's happening to you a lot, man.
Yeah.
Same pants,
maybe.
Could be. Get rid of those.
Maybe that's your thing.
Maybe that's my thing. Yeah. Thinking of cutting back on your carbs, they say if you do, it won't feel good. Heck, health experts say to expect that you're going to feel pretty crummy after you give up carbs, that low-carb flu is a real thing. Many people have reported experiencing headaches, fatigue, nausea, dizziness, brain fog, gastrointestinal discomfort, and decreased energy if you start a diet like keto. If your body changes anything that it's used to getting and it's not getting anymore, but there, a lot of people do the no-carby type diets now as we go into the holidays. So they're like, look, if you're going to do it, we're not saying good or bad, but just prepare not to feel good.
Temporarily.
Yeah, it's like okay. If you stop drinking caffeine, you're going to get a headache for a while.
Right.
You're going through having withdrawal symptoms. AskMen.com with that. There's a North Dakota woman accused of poisoning her boyfriend with antifreeze hours after he inherited $30 million.
Whoa.
Lady, wait a week. Well, don't do it at all. It's so obvious. Yeah.
But it's her boyfriend? Because how does she have any rights to that money?
According to a press release from the Minot Police Department, 47-year-old Inethi Kinoer from Minot was charged with class AA felony murder after allegedly murdering her 51-year-old partner, Stephen Edward Riley Jr., last month. Riley died on September 5th, 2023 at the Bismarck Hospital after he was transferred from Trinity Hospital. An autopsy found that his cause of death was poisoning. He was poisoned by ethylene glycol, which is the main ingredient, in antifreeze. Oh, according to the affidavit, an antifreeze is supposed to be sweet. I only know this because we had a whole deal where... What?
I'm serious.
Dogs. Because... We would have people working on cars and stuff in our yard sometimes, but they would say, hey, the dogs will lick the antifreeze because it tastes good. Oh. So make sure there's none around.
They should fix that. You know how they
make it taste bad?
Yeah.
According to the affidavit, which was obtained by this outlet, Riley's loved ones claimed that she made comments about poisoning him with antifreeze before and after his death.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
Why would you? First of all, don't do it. Secondly, why would you do it right away? And thirdly, why would you talk about it? She did everything wrong. Following Riley's death, Kinoer told authorities she was entitled to part of the $30 million because she was his common-law wife.
Oh. Okay.
However, after investigators explained that North Dakota did not recognize her as common law, she was described as incensed. Also, look it up on the internet.
Yeah, Google search will tell you what states recognize
that. I mean, don't do it, but golly.
I mean, yeah.
That is just tragic. This terrible. Poor guy murdered... That's it. He's just a poor guy. Murdered.
Yeah. How is he getting... Who? 30 million? I need to know.
I know. I want the prequel. Right. I also want the prequel to this.
Yeah. Like, who's the relative?
Right. And then how'd they get their money?
Yep. Right.
And there's a lot. I saw the Hunger Games prequels coming out. Because we don't know what happened in the prequel because it wasn't in the books. It's called Birds and Snakes or something.
Yeah, but I feel like I read that book.
You read Birds and Snakes?
I don't think they wrote a prequel.
That's Birds and Bees.
They did, yeah.
Wow, look
since
at you.
The
good
movie
for you.
That's coming out.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a book.
Yeah.
Wow.
It gives you more a look into President Snow, like as he was growing up and why he is the way he is.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that Lenny Kravitz?
No.
Oh.
It's the older.
Old white haired dude. Yeah.
So gray hair.
All right.
Gray hair.
I know I said white hair. I just crushed me. Why'd you have to crush me for my friends and made me look dumb?
Friends
and I are over here having a good talk. You made me look dumb.
No, no.
Yeah, I said white hair. You said gray hair. Now I feel stupid.
I thought you were saying white guy.
No, white hair.
White hair.
And I said, yeah, gray hair. I wasn't correcting you.
Yeah,
I
you, made we look, were, you made me look stupid with my friends.
We were talking at the same
That's
time.
That's interesting that some you called it white hair and you call it, do you call it?
I think there's a difference though.
Oh, is there really?
Just to me, if somebody can have really white hair, it can... No, you're not my friend now. You just made me look dumb in front of my friends.
Now.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from... whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping,
or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
My nose is so dry for being in California for a few days. I blew my nose this morning and I just thought it was, I don't know, allergy or something. And so I blew it into a towel and it was blood.
Oh,
I know.
That's got to be weird.
I had chronic nosebleeds as a kid. I would just wake up in the middle of the night, blood would be everywhere. It looked like a murder scene. But this morning I was like, oh no. So I just put in dirty clothes. I didn't say anything to my wife about it.
Oh, no. She's going to think you're dead, dude. You need to check in.
But I had a great weekend. So I do best and worst of the weekend. Best, it's kind of a double-decker. I just had a wonderful time in Monterey, California. Just that whole area is awesome. People driving in everywhere from Fresno and Bakersfield and Sacramento. And Northern California people are just, they're just normal. And that's the best compliment I can give you when I feel like most California people aren't. It's excellent. Had a great time. I got to go and I played a couple really nice golf courses out there. I called a friend I'd done some charity stuff with, and he was like, hey, I can call these members because you can't get on these courses unless you know a member. I didn't know them. He was like, give me a call and just set you up. So I was like on a blind date with other middle-aged men.
Oh, wow.
One you can't get out of, so in case it goes bad. It's not like I can go to the bathroom and excuse myself. So that's always kind of weird because I'll be on the phone and be like, hey, what are you wearing? Trying to find them on the driving range. But it was great. I had two really good days of that, and that's all. So my best was the show. My best though is Arkansas winning.
That was cool.
I thought that
it's the best. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
But that's first win, and
we don't need. We just won.
It was a win. It's a W.
Why you always gotta take me down? Not just my friends over here.
No, I wasn't.
Amy, you're embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing in front of us.
No, I'm saying this. I feel like that should make it more special.
Yeah, because it's the first one in a long time, right, Amy? Right. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
being
a bit. That makes it more special.
They've been losing a lot.
Yeah, because
they won a lot. You wouldn't appreciate
Yeah, it's not as exciting when they win every game, right?
Yeah, Amy. So that was the best. We watched the end of the game, then we came home from California on Saturday. So it was A+, awesome. The worst was, I like to have, do you know what I like to have after a show? If it, I've said this before.
I got
milk
this.
Milk and cookies.
Milk yep. and cookies. It's my childhood treat.
Oh, no.
And so I'm having milk and cookies after the show. I mean, the cookie's great.
Like, do you dip it or you drink it? You both?
It depends what the milk is in.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll take a bite of the cookie, and then before I even chew the cookie, I'll pour the milk in my mouth and like mix it together and do that. And
that way the dip is happening in your mouth.
Boom.
Smart. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's an inner mouth dipping. And so I'm doing that, right? And so the cookie's great and the milk's great. I'm like, this is a tasty cookie. I love chocolate chips. The only kind of cookie I'm going to have milk and cookies with, chocolate chip only. Tasty cookie. This is some tasty milk. Tasty cookie, tasty milk. I drink, it's in a little bottle of milk. I drink like half of it. And then one of the guys on our crew goes, hey, are you not going to drink your milk? And I'm like, excuse me? Because it was some tasty milk. And he was like, dude, you just drank half a bottle of coffee creamer.
Oh. Half and half or whatever.
Oh, that's some thick stuff.
I was sick.
Yeah.
But it's not sick like flu, like stomach, just
turning,
screaming angry at me for 18 hours.
Mm. Yeah, that's heavy cream, man.
I was like, some tasty milk. I drank half of a coffee creamer, bottle of coffee creamer. But it was just in a plastic clear bottle. I thought it was milk.
Did it say creamer anywhere on it?
Yep, sure did. And I took a picture of it too after I was done because I didn't see the back side of it. It was written generically coffee creamer. It wasn't in like a bottle with a logo. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. Almost to the point where I don't want to eat cookies and milk again.
Oh no.
I did that with paydays once when I was working at Hobby Lobby. I didn't have any dinner. So I had like 7 paydays.
You overdid it.
I overdid it. I OD'd on paydays. And therefore, anytime I have to see a payday, I'm like, oh, can't think about that anymore. Government pudding. We used to get government cheese and we used to get government rice and they would give government pudding and rations at times. It wouldn't always give us dessert and we would go stand in line to get the food. But I ate so much government pudding once that pudding is tough for me to eat. I don't want milk and cookies to be that.
Because of the creamer?
Yes. I'm even thinking about it.
That's crazy.
Disgusting.
That's crazy you kept drinking that, even though it was probably really thick.
It's tasty.
Well, the problem is, usually at the house, my wife will get almond milk, which is fine. If you don't tell me, I don't really know the difference. But they said, hey, is whole milk okay? And I said, yeah. So I just thought it was whole milk. I just thought it was like thicker. Super thick.
Thick whole milk.
It's awfully tasty. Oh, God. My stomach's still a little bit sour. That's it. Amy, best and worst?
Best would be last minute. I got invited to go see Stephen Curtis Chapman do this performance. It was a really special night. He was celebrating 50 number ones and then also a 20-year anniversary of his adoption organization called Show Hope. And hearing some of the stories and just talking to some people there, being an adoptive mom, that was special. But he performed with the symphony.
That's cool. He's also a great guy.
Yeah. I don't know, his energy, he just was so happy up there on stage. It was such a positive night. But I also was just very intrigued by watching a symphony performance. And so I was like, oh, I felt a little more cultured.
Uh-oh. That's very tasty. All right, what else?
At the moment. And then, I mean, worst of times would probably be, I had a great weekend, so I'll piggyback off. My cousin was coming to town, but she ended up, a friend of hers got sick, so she came like in the middle of the night because they had to go to the hospital and she didn't get much sleep. And so I just have been, for her, it was like a stressful
She's a psychic
weekend.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She'd give me the heads up about those cookies.
Yeah, why didn't you tell Bobby that he's about to drink a creamer?
I didn't ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think she's being psychic about stuff you don't ask about. Dang. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, everything's going to be fine. It ended up everything's going to be fine, but it's just like she's supposed to come in at a normal time and then it being 2 a.m. and
right.
then you're like, so it's stressful.
Lunchbox?
Best of times was Ray, his weird schedule. He actually made time to play 18 holes of golf. Usually he only plays 9.
Wow.
And ducks out at the turn. And we actually played 18 holes of golf. And so I think it's because his best friend Justin's back in town. So he made an exception.
Who's Justin?
Justin's the guy in Boston I was trying to hook Morgan up with.
So now he lives here?
Yeah, he did live here, did a residency for a year in Boston, now he's back.
Oh, cool. And are you not hooking Morgan up with him anymore?
I mean, I think it's still on the table.
Oh, there was talk on the golf course about it.
Okay, we'll save that for a later bit. Worst?
Worst time on Saturday, I got a knock at the front door, and I was like, who's knocking on my door? Oh, my in-laws just dropped in.
Oh, that's terrible.
Also a great bit to do later.
Oh.
two things. One, drop-ins.
Yeah.
And like, two far drop-ins.
Yeah. No.
Like, if I were to stop by Eddie's house...
That's fine.
He'd be like, okay, come on in.
This
whatever.
Is weird. What are you doing here? Right. But, okay, I get it.
Uh-huh. Put a pin in that one. Eddie, best and worst.
So, my four-year-old has started basketball, and they had their first game this Saturday, and it was amazing to watch. It's just... It's chaos. But it's so cute. I love it. He's a bulldog on the court.
Are you
it was
coaching?
So cool. No.
Okay.
No, I don't coach anymore. I retired from that.
Got it.
And then my worst, of course, is the Cowboys losing.
Yeah.
Not much left to say about that.
Hi, this message is for Eddie.
No.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Yeah, baby!
Sorry, buddy.
You don't have to play that again.
I don't. It just fires off. AI.
Oh,
hi, this message is for Eddie. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Yeah, baby!
Sorry, buddy.
That hurt.
I couldn't tell if that dude was hyped or not.
He's hyped.
Should we listen one more time?
Yeah,
okay, guys, stop. Come on.
Just for Eddie. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Yeah, baby!
It does suck. I was pulling for you.
Were you?
Yeah, because I bet on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. One of my futures.
They can still do that.
For sure.
It's still out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
What's our team?
The Saints. And you know what? They're in the mix, baby.
No, they're not. They're so bad.
Hey, they're in the mix, baby. Win that division. Let's make $18,000. All right. Thank you. Hold on. The Wizard of Oz, I think we've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
You kind of have to see it. Wizard of Oz, Forrest Gump. There are certain movies you have to see. That's like American. You have to see Wizard of Oz, Forrest Gump. I was watching Mike D's TikTok, and he was talking about how they got Judy Garland hooked on drugs. Have you guys seen?
No.
He did this whole thing called The Worst Decisions in Movie Business History. It's on Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Will you tell them the Judy Garland one?
Yeah, they were having 18-hour shooting days, so they would give her drugs to make her go to sleep and then give her drugs to wake her up. She became addicted, died at 47.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. On the set of Wizard of Oz? Yeah.
As a kid.
A lot of crazy things happened on that set.
Really?
People getting hurt, burned.
I mean, it wasn't black and white.
It was until it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was then when they shot it. And everything in black and white, there were no rules. That's like international waters.
No, but remember... Spoiler alert, it does turn into color.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
When she gets to Oz.
It does.
Yeah. It switches to color.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's when the rules kicked in.
Right.
Because you see her ruby red slippers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
You should watch it. It's really good.
Okay. Mike, give us some other of these worst decisions in movie business history.
Blockbuster turned down the offer to buy Netflix in 2000 for only $50 million. It's now worth $180 billion. They thought the dot-com era was a fad. So, like, that internet stuff, nah, it's going to go away.
And not only did they not buy it, they ended up going away.
They were done.
10 years later, went bankrupt.
They went away. Dang. I'm surprised no one has done anything with that brand, though. The Blockbuster brand.
They tried to do like a streaming service.
They did?
Yeah, and there's still one Blockbuster left in America.
In like Washington State?
I think it's in Oregon.
Okay. All right, what else?
Will Smith turned down The Matrix and Django Unchained. He didn't want to do The Matrix because he was kind of being seen as the alien guy because he just did Independence Day and Men in Black. So he thought, nah, I don't want to do that movie.
The Matrix, though, not aliens. Mm-hmm. Sci-fi, yes, but not aliens. But he was going to do the Keanu Reeves part.
Yeah.
And then Django Unchained was Jamie Foxx?
Yeah. He didn't want to do a slavery vengeance movie.
Well, what did he do in those? Well, the question is, what did he do in place of those?
Oh, he did some bombs in the 2010s.
He did.
He did some other sci-fi movies that did not make any money.
Hmm.
Didn't Keanu Reeves make so much money from those movies?
The highest paid role ever.
Because he got some back end. Matrix is awesome. All right, what else?
Well, speaking of back end, Matt Damon turned down a role on Avatar. He would have made $250 million because they would have gave him 10% of the profits.
Would he have been the main guy in Avatar?
He would have been the main guy.
Oh,
That main guy, I don't remember who that was.
Jake Worthington. He's not
okay.
Really,
Is he a white dude with like short hair?
Yeah.
Basically Matt Damon.
He's just like a generic actor.
Yeah.
That could have been Matt Damon, though. And then now they're making all the sequels, so he would have been continuing to make a lot of money.
But he would have been blue? Yeah.
No. If I remember correctly, Avatar, those are the blue people, but I think the person that plays him, he plays like a dude.
He's a soldier.
But then it's like a cartoon or something.
An avatar.
Thank you.
Well, that makes sense.
Any other ones?
There's one about Home Alone. The director needed $3 million to finish the movie. He's like, this movie's going to cost me $17 million now. And the company didn't want to give him the money. They're like, nah, we'll give you $15 million tops. So he got out of that deal from Warner Brothers, went over to 20th Century Fox. They gave him the money. And they went on to be one of the highest grossing movies of the 90s.
Wow.
You wonder who that one executive was who went to his desk and he's like, you know, we can't give him that $3 million. We're just not going to do it.
I bet he wasn't the executive in that spot like 3 years later. You guys check out Movie Mike's movie podcast and follow Movie Mike. What is your name on TikTok? I'll just follow you.
Mike Destro. It's my name.
Mike Destro. It's a really good podcast. Movie Mike's movie podcast. The Judy Garland one, though, was the one that struck me.
That's crazy, man.
It really is.
And they had to keep her going for 18 hours, so they just drugged her up. And then to get her down, they drugged her down.
That's the Elvis. Same deal.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because he was taking, and Prince, like they were taking drugs to kind of go to sleep. I don't know what they were doing to get up.
I saw a documentary on Matthew Perry, and he was shooting Fools Rush In, and he had gotten into a jet ski accident, and that's when he started pain pills on that set.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. A 69-year-old man was headed to court to fight it out with his sister over their inheritance. Their parents pass away, and he's like, man, I want them to get the inheritance. I don't want her to show up for court. What can I do? He went in her house, and he put laxatives in her gallon of milk. Yeah.
He didn't kill her. Good for him.
Yeah, that's good.
Like,
good.
I'm happy for him. He did a good thing. Okay.
And so she was very sick, couldn't come to court. She was like, man, there's something wrong when I drank that milk. And that's when they found out. And now he's in trouble facing community service.
Now, I don't mean he did good, but I mean, usually in the Bonehead, somebody kills or ties somebody up or
it could have
pulls
been
a gun.
But then it's like, I would just think that my milk was spoiled or
not
bad
that
somehow.
Someone
like,
put laxative in it.
Why would they test it or clearly?
Did you leave it like a shoe print or something in the house? Yeah. Hmm. And also, do you think that's going to keep her out of court because she has the poops?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I mean, if you can't
if it's,
get off the toilet.
Yeah, but if it's, then someone goes for you. If it's for like money being left, I'm probably going in with poopy pants or a diaper.
Yeah.
if it's thousands of dollars.
Okay,
yeah.
I haven't thought of that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably still going. All right, that's it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
We never revealed our draft results. I haven't looked at them yet. I'm going to flip the page over and see it. We drafted best appetizers, and the winner is Morgan with
Woo!
Chips and queso, pretzels and cheese, and loaded fries.
Huh. Y'all are hating
what?
On that, too.
Congratulations. In last place, it was half a percentage point from the two people in last place. And the two people that were close were Eddie and I.
What? There's no way. I had loaded something.
Eddie, you had buffalo wings, yeah. Olive Garden breadsticks, and fully loaded quesadillas, which I don't feel.
I was just piggybacking after Morgan.
I hear you. And mine were chips and salsa, cheddar bay biscuits from Red Lobster, and calamari.
That's good stuff, man. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, you can't be. There's no way Bobby's last.
I'm last.
What?
I finished last.
Calamari got you. I guess.
Last?
Or you should have had loaded something.
Loaded calamari.
I don't understand. Loaded quesadilla.
I don't know.
I've never seen that on the menu.
I think he just put everything on it.
What did Morgan say?
No,
loaded fries.
I was doing loaded.
Just load everything.
So it's like quesadilla, sour cream, tomatoes.
Jalapenos.
Maybe a little beef on top, too.
Loaded up.
So I'm out at the next one.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's weird,
that's
man.
Fake news, man. I didn't lose this election. I'm last place. Okay, well, whatever. Raymundo, you're back in for the next one. But Morgan, you get the belt.
Yeah.
Pass it over lunch.
Pass the championship belt over to Morgan.
Let it go, buddy.
Let it go. Let it go.
There's too much stuff. I don't want to knock it over the table. But when we say goodbye, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.